Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Let me just read this email before. I want to go to the CEO of Alone, Sean Moynihan. And it says, "Hi Niall, I'm writing to you with regards to elder abuse and I listen to your show every day. My mother is in her 80s, quite a frail woman. And when her husband died 5 years ago, my younger brother moved in with her. I live in 3 hours away, so sadly can't call to her all the time. So I can't be there all the time. And can't get to see my mum because unfortunately I'm a little bit of a distance away. We used to get a phone call every day from her to chat and chat for hours. I would pop over to her every few weeks when I could, but then COVID kicked in and it made it difficult to travel. She started telling me on the phone last year that my brother was treating her badly and shouting at her all the time. He has completely taken advantage of her kindness and lives in her house free of charge, uses her car, etc., uses her pension to buy food, petrol, whatever else he needs. He's working all day and leaves her alone there all day, so clearly she's capable of being independent for the most part. Last year, a person contacted me to say they'd seen him hitting her. And I contacted the Garda Síochána Síochána, and the local community officer called to see her, but she denied everything and said he was a lovely chap, etc., etc., and doesn't want to get him into trouble. 2 weeks ago, she was on the phone to me and he walked in from work early. She felt uncomfortable talking to me and said her goodbyes and hung up. I listened for a few minutes afterwards because she didn't hang up the phone properly and I heard him shouting at her constantly. I'm sure your listeners will say, go to the guards. But I've been told by them, unless she complains, there's absolutely nothing I can do because the law around coercive control only applies to intimate couples and not a son and mother relationship. It's clear he is keeping her on side to inherit any money or property she might have. And all I care about is her quality of life. What can I do? P.S. I don't speak to my brother, so please don't tell me to do that because I think he's a bully. Anyway, it's a difficult situation. Look, that's just one example I just wanted to read out. But maybe you've been in that situation, or maybe you know people who are in that situation, and it's not just young people who get bullied or abused, it's older people who get bullied and abused as well. Sean Moynihan is the CEO of Alone. Sean, good afternoon to you. Sean, sorry, I lost you there for a second. Sean, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Sorry, Sean. I mean, look, that's a very atypical story, I suppose, you know, where you see older people being coercively controlled, maybe not physically abused, but coercively controlled by a son or by a daughter in a situation where they're probably looking for their inheritance or something like that and trying to keep them on side. But what can you do if you're aware of a situation like that where you believe an older person is being bullied or controlled or being abused verbally in any way?
Yeah, look, I mean, I suppose, you know, where none of us know, I don't know any, you know, that full case, but I think the case does illustrate the problems and a lot of the challenges a lot of older people face. Mm-hmm. The pandemic made it harder because it's very hard. Sometimes older people, especially if they've suffered ill health, bereavement, or any frailty issues, can be very reliant on a small group of people and very reliant on, in this case, a family member. And that leaves them open somebody taking advantage.
Is it a common situation when somebody's getting close to the end of their life that younger people, particularly sons or daughters, can take advantage of them, you know, because they know there's a bit of a windfall on the way? Is that kind of common? I mean, I know rows always start over wills, but is it common for people to all of a sudden befriend them or to try and control them somewhat?
Yeah, but look, I think I was looking it up this morning. Around 10% of all the calls we got so far this year are support around financial and legal support. And obviously what you have is a situation, especially with this housing shortage, where we have stories of people who basically, you know, are under pressure, right, from adult children around, you know, housing difficulties, you know what I mean, intergenerational living, mm-hmm. all of these types of things. And the story is you told about somebody maybe expecting payment. You know what I mean? We've lots of stories, unfortunately, of neighbours or people charging for little jobs around the house that don't really need to be charged for.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But again, when you've nobody to do these things for you, and then you're lonely as well, people may become dependent on it. And that story, as a reaching out to the guards, is fairly accurate. The point is until the older person complains, it's very hard. These things can be very hard to deal with. So, hence,
and that's very difficult, isn't it? Because the guard explained to her, now I don't know how true that is, but I assume it is true if she's saying it, that the coercive control laws that we currently have don't apply in this case because it's not an intimate couple. So it's a son-daughter or a son-mother relationship. So they don't apply. So the guards can't intervene unless the person is willing to make the complaint.
Yeah, and what we'd encourage anybody to do in that situation, you know, is come to people like us. The HSE has safeguarding teams, right? There's Safeguarding Ireland. There's another organisation like Sage Advocacy and ourselves, is to come to us, because really you need to discuss it. We need to try and get in there and involve the HSE safeguarding team.
And so can the daughter contact you, or does the older person have to contact you? Because it seems to me from this case the older person is living in denial somewhat.
I think we want everybody to call out these things. Like if anybody in our community, young or old, was being, you know, abused or being taken advantage of physically or psychologically, emotionally, financially, or neglected, I think we all have a responsibility. It may not be legal to call these things out, because we can make people aware of them. And I've been involved in cases myself where even the fact that a HSE or a social worker gets involved can really warn somebody off.
In other words, just a quick call, a drop in to see how you are.
And then even the individual who's doing that, knowing that the local social worker or somebody from primary care, the local GP or Safeguarding Ireland or us are involved, that can help resolve the issue just on the basis of the person is no longer on their own. The person no longer, you know, and for old people as they get older, this is the real, we're always promoting older people to stay empowered, stay connected, not to to become isolated. As I said, very difficult coming out of the pandemic and during the pandemic, because this is why we think this area is hugely underreported, because it's so hidden and it's happening to people from people that they're actually dependent on.
I'm looking here, it says, I'm just looking there, the senior executive funded services, almost 16,000 cases of elder abuse have been reported within the health service executive HSE funded services for older people in the last 5 years. Quite a lot, isn't it? It's just, when we talk about domestic violence, for example, we seem to forget that it's not just husband and wives, you know, it's daughters and sons abusing their mothers and fathers, you know, their elderly mothers and fathers.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think this is why we think, because it's in that dynamic, this is why we think, you know, where those figures are even dreadful in the height they already are. We feel the numbers, as I said, this year it's around 10% is around financial and legal to us this year, older people for advice and support. So we believe the numbers really might be a little bit higher. And I think this is where everybody needs to get involved in calling it out.
Yeah.
And also we need to call out to any older listener who's looking or listening in, you know, if they're concerned about their own welfare, to reach out and look for support. It is there for you.
So anybody in that situation looking from the outside in, who has a concern about an elderly person being abused by either their husband or wife, because that could be the case too, at an older age too, because that happens too, or by a son or daughter and they believe they're being taken advantage of or being abused or used or coerced in any way, who would be the best person? If I was saying to you, who's the best person they should call in that situation?
Well, what I'd say to you is if they ring us, we'll give them the information of how to deal with it,
okay.
Right? On top of that, and we'll give them some advice. And in some cases, depending on what it is, our own staff get involved in. Other than that, the HSE would have safeguarding teams, right? So ultimately is we could also conduce them then to the safeguarding team.
Okay, so best ring alone.
The easiest message today to give you is call us, and if we can't deal with it, we'll get you through into the state system to really try and explore and resolve it.
All right, well, look, the number for a loan is 0818 222 024. That's 0818 222 024. Sean, nice talking to you once again, as usual. Thank you very much.
Take care. Thanks very much.
All right, some great work done by a loan, by the way, for elderly people. But if you know anybody in that situation, if you feel you know a vulnerable person or an elderly person who's in a very vulnerable situation, similar to the email that we read out, or maybe you're in that situation, by the way, you can send us a message now if you want to come on the air and talk about it. You know somebody in that situation.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.